Good morning. Welcome as we come to worship today. As we begin on this, the third Sunday of the month, so we're celebrating around the Lord's table, gathering together to remember his life, his death, and his resurrection, and to remember what he has done for us and what he can continue to do for us. We read some pieces of scripture from Psalm 100 this morning as we begin. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness and come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who has made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues throughout all generations. What a wonderful word to begin with that encourages us, even if we feel we can't sing like me, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, an encouragement to trust in God's faithfulness and in his eternal promises today. So whether you join us in person or indeed online, you're welcome in this place. Can I invite David to bring us God's word today?
The reading today is from Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will give him a snake? If you, then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets.
So we continue this series entitled Courageous Prayer, looking at the character, or using, if you like, or looking at the character of Jabez. As we said last week, kind of an unknown character. Many people probably will not have read about Jabez or heard about Jabez. Just two verses in the scriptures detail who Jabez is and what his prayer was. As we read last week, those two little verses sit in the midst of those long genealogies of so-and-so begat so-and-so, and they begat so-and-so, and they begat so-and-so, and they begat so-and-so, and they begat so-and-so, and then Jabez's story, and then it continues again. So let's read those couple of verses about Jabez. It says, Jabez was more honourable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I'd be free from pain. And God granted his request. Last week, we used that part of that prayer that said, Jabez cried out, shouted out, cried out. He passionately implored God to step into his situation. He needed God to step in. And it's the same God who Jabez needed to step in, steps in for us. The God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Last week, we counted that it was this prayer, this bold, courageous, unselfish prayer actually was more than just daily bread or a cup of water for the everyday. This was life-changing in the normal everyday. Doesn't recount that Jabez's life seemed to change dramatically, but it does count that he prayed a bold prayer and God granted his request. He stands out from the others because he is more honourable than those around him. So before we dig into this week's, let's pray together. Father God, we thank you that you are with us, that you know us, that you love us, and that you are amongst us. Today we thank you for your presence, and we seek that your presence would speak to us afresh and anew, your word to the depths of our hearts, we pray. Amen. Amen. So this week we look at that part of the prayer that says, O Lord, that you would bless me. That's the beginning of the prayer. O Lord, that you would bless me. Now, that seems very selfish, doesn't it? O Lord, that you'd bless me. It's all about me. Bless me. Don't worry about anybody else all around me, just about me. Bless me, O Lord. In many ways, it's kind of our culture of today, isn't it? It's all about me. Everything's pointed at me. It's how good I am. So bless me, Lord. That kind of goes against everything that is normally suggested from the front in a sermon, or indeed if you read through the pages of the Bible. We seem to be encouraged to be less selfish, not more selfish. So is it really meant to be a selfish prayer, O Lord, that you would bless me? I think if I heard someone saying, Lord, bless me, would I immediately think, gosh, they're extremely selfish? What is it that they're looking? We use the word, what does it mean to bless someone? Often you'll hear it if you're out and you sneeze, someone will say to you, bless you. All right? We talk about the ancient Irish blessings that we may hang in some sort of plaque in our homes. We use the word blessing almost as a throwaway thing today. But I wonder what it means in the context of this piece of scripture. Because Jabez didn't say, oh Lord, that you would bless me with more wealth, more health, or more donkeys. He just said, oh Lord, that you would bless me. As we'll see, it's going to fit as we walk through the rest of this prayer over the next number of weeks, that it wasn't really that particularly selfish as he prayed it. Because it was more, oh Lord, bless me as you see fit with what you know is best for me, which is a completely different prayer from, oh Lord, bless me with a new car, with health, with wealth, with whatever kind of thing I want. Oh Lord, that you would bless me with what you know is best for me is a completely different prayer. It's opening oneself up to the receiving what God has for you and for me. Now, remember, as it says in those first couple of verses, Jabez was more honorable than his brother. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. The name Jabez literally means pain. Now, as I alluded to last week, can you imagine that being spoken over you for the rest of your days? Pain, your dinner's ready. Come and get it. Pain, have you your homework done yet? Pain, have you? Because names meant so much in this culture. Yes, we consider names whenever we are considering what we would name the children around us and with us. But names in the scriptures and in this culture meant so much more. They told a story in and of themselves. In fact, they gave someone an identity. They defined who you were. A name was everything. And so this name of Pain prayed a huge prayer that God would bless him as God saw fit. In fact, a more literal translation of that is, O Lord, that you would bless me indeed. And some translations put the word indeed in. The NIV didn't. But some translations actually put the word indeed in. Now, in the Hebrew context, that's almost like writing, oh Lord, that you'd bless me, and putting 15 exclamation marks after it. It's kind of that emphasis that says, oh Lord, that you would bless me. Indeed. He's emphasizing that part of his prayer, that it's important. That he's setting everything else up that he's asking for in the knowledge that God's will, God's sovereignty, God's purposes are king over him. As he prays that prayer, you can almost imagine the crack in the heavens as they begin to open. Oh Lord, that you would bless me as you see fit, because you know best, Lord. You can almost imagine that there's a moment where the heavens begin to crack open and the very presence of God is almost seen with such unselfish prayer. As God begins to pour out his blessings upon Jabez. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 9, we hear this. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you'll not have enough room for it. God says, bring everything that you have to him in the knowledge that he is the one who knows best and has the best purposes for you, and the floodgates of heaven will be thrown open in front of you. When we ask for God's blessing, we are not asking for more of what we can get for ourselves. And that's really important. When we ask for God's blessing, we are not asking for more of what we can get for ourselves. We can earn more money. We can gain a better reputation. We can help more people. We can do all of those things in our own strength. When we ask for God's blessing, we're asking for something that we cannot get by ourselves. Proverbs chapter 10 says this: the Lord's blessing is our greatest wealth. All our work adds nothing to it. The Lord's blessing is our greatest wealth. All our work adds nothing to it. There's a leveler, if there ever was a scripture verse to level us, the preacher included. God's blessing is our greatest wealth. All our work adds nothing to it. This is when God works through you and through me. I once read an antidote. And it went something like this. Mr. Jones has died and he's appeared at the pearly gates waiting his entry into heaven. St. Peter arrives and opens the gates and lets him in. And as Mr. Jones walks through the heavenly realms, the streets are paved with gold. The mansions are beautiful. He is in awe at that place and all of its majesty and spectacular environments. Couldn't think of the words I was trying to say. As Mr. Jones kept walking through, and as St. Peter was guiding him through the streets, he saw a large warehouse. And he wanted to know what was in the warehouse. And Peter said, I really don't think you want to. And just with that, Mr. Jones was opening a door and disappearing into the warehouse to see, because curiosity gets the better of him. As he goes in, he sees those large racks filled, shelves filled with boxes, each with a name on it. He goes to the aisle that begins with J, and he rushes to his box, and he begins to open it. And at that point, St. Peter sees the look on the face of Mr. Jones that he's seen countless on the faces of other individuals as they've done exactly the same. A look of disappointment. A look of shock. Because contained in each of those boxes are all the blessings that God wanted to give to him, but that he never asked to receive. It's an antidote. It's not a true story. But it sets it in context of praying, oh Lord, that you would bless me with what you know is best for me, with your purposes and with your sovereignty. And sometimes we don't quite understand that. Sometimes we don't get it. Sometimes we're afraid to ask for it because we think we can do it in our own strength. Sometimes we find ourselves in situations and we are completely at a loss to understand why it's happening around us. But yet we pray, oh Lord, that you would bless me. Jesus commanded us to ask. That was the reading that David read for us today. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Not my words, the words of Jesus. He commands us to ask, to seek, to knock, to implore, to hold our very being before the heavens and say, oh Lord, that you would bless me. God's nature is to bless. Verse 9 of Matthew chapter 7. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you're evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask? Oh Lord, that you would bless me. Whenever we consider blessing, and we talked a little bit about that at the beginning of this, we can slip into a danger zone of believing that blessing from God is just like a wee drizzle. He'll only give us a little bit every now and again. Surely it couldn't be in abundance. There's no way it could be in abundance. We sometimes slip into that danger zone of almost keeping a ledger of saying, oh, well, you bless me then, God, and I was able to do this. Or if I do this, God, then maybe you might bless me with this. Or we slip into that danger zone of believing that the blessings from God correlates to what it is that we do. That it's some kind of simple reward. That it's our works that gets God's blessings. Proverbs reading again. The Lord's blessing is our greatest wealth. All our work can add nothing to it. See, in a few weeks, as we travel through this prayer, and another passage we'll use, we'll see that Moses prayed a bold prayer on Mount Sinai. That God's blessing and presence would be with him. Because these characters, these individuals, these stories that are recounted to us, these people know that God's bounty is only limited by us. That we try to put God in some kind of box or within our human framework and our understanding of how things happen, when they happen, and what can happen. And so we limit God's bounty by our thinking, by our actions, and by the way that we live our lives. The scriptures are clear. You cannot outrun God's grace, his love, his forgiveness, his blessing. The list could go on. His resources are eternal. So do not limit them in your earthly perspective. And that's said to the preacher as much as anybody else. Don't limit God's blessings and abilities in our earthly perspectives. Pray a courageous and bold prayer today. O Lord, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I might be free from pain. So as we travel through this, let's cry out to God passionately, fervently. And this week, let's concentrate that part of our prayer as we took that little prayer home last week and stuck it up on our fridge or our door or our mirror or wherever we have. And if you didn't get one of those, there's still some on the porch. Praying that prayer once a day and maybe even more than once a day. As we travel through these weeks, learning what it means to pray each element of that prayer. We pray fervently. We cry out to God that he would bless us, bless you, bless me in the way that he knows best this week. Let's pray together. Father God, make us hungry and thirsty for you. Hungry and thirsty for more of what you can do in our lives and through our lives. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Let's pray as we finish. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest upon each one of us this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen.